Well, happy Thanksgiving to you from all of us here at Focus on the Family. And as you are considering things you're thankful for, we're going to be sharing ways that you can show appreciation to your children. And I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. He's a professional counselor and leads our parenting department here. We're going to hear a continued conversation now with Julie Lavender. She's a mom and has creative tips for encouraging your children. Here's Jim Daly.
You also used to gather calendars for your children. Now, that's funny. Why would you give your children?
Well, I love to do that, yeah. And I either purchased them, or there's so many businesses that like to give away free calendars because they have logos and stuff. And I would start way back in, I don't know, maybe October or November, and after the kids would go to bed, on about 20 of the days of each month, I would either put a cute sticker, write a note, a love note.
On the calendar.
Actually, on each day of the calendar.
Oh, that's great.
Write a Bible verse, a note, just an encouragement. I think you're great. I think you're wonderful. You're a good big brother. I would just sit, and while my husband and I were watching TV, I would just write. So it would take a while, but this was just something I really enjoyed doing. And then that was their little New Year's Day present for each of them. They each had their own calendar. They would hang it in their room. And most of my kids marked off each day. And it was my thought that if I had had a really busy day and I didn't remember any way I had showed love to my children, or even if I had lost my temper that day or had just had a bad day, then when they marked that day off on the calendar, hopefully there was a note that reminded them, I love you, and I love you big.
I think that's great. And we always talk about how important it is for children to have their identity in Christ, right? And showing the love of God, which is what you're doing, even in winsome, fun ways, is so critical to their little hearts that they feel loved. I mean, that's job one as the parent. You did something that I thought was really unique. You know, we did the sticks in the river race, but you would acknowledge these offbeat calendar days, like, you know, National Hot Dog Day or whatever. I thought that was so funny. What would you do?
Well, I had the most fun collecting all of those, and I found a holiday for every day. And I didn't always give them. I pretty much did it at least 5 or 6 days a week. But I would write a note. If it was National Cheese Day, then I would write a note, and I would say, I think you're great. And, of course, I spelled it G-R-A-T-E. I had pulled my cheese grater out of the pantry and put it on the table with the note. And then maybe we had grilled cheese sandwiches that day for lunch or something like that. And in our homeschool class, I'm sure we talked about homonyms that day. But also for National Aviation Day, sometimes I gave them a treat. Sometimes it was just a note. So for National Aviation Day, I bought those inexpensive planes and I gave them
the
little balsa wood planes.
Yeah.
And we had to buy extra because somebody would always crash and break then somebody would be upset. So I had a note that said, your love gives me wings, and had those planes. And then when their dad came home from work, we would go play as a family outside with those. There was another one, National Chewing Gum Day. I put one pack of gum and a note that said, stick with me forever. You're silly, the cheesier the better. And I remember one year, my youngest would have only been 4, and of course she couldn't read, but she loved these ideas and she knew what they were all about. And she went running to her siblings because she found it first. She said, it's happy gum day. But, a lot of times it was just an affirmation of love. And the thing is, when the kids got older, they would roll their eyes with the silliness, but they loved it. They loved it just as much.
I love it.
I love how you're taking something that many of us might be a little cynical about, another holiday, but you're having fun with it and using it to express love. Danny, we've had guests that talk about vitamin E, the need to encourage our children. And we talked a few episodes back about finding your child's love language and speaking that to them. How can I encourage my son or daughter, even if they're not a words of affirmation child, maybe they're a time or a service child? What does encouragement look like for them?
Well, most likely it's observations first. I'll say that. Were you observing true things about who they are? And most likely along the way, they've gotten false affirmations, and they just don't trust it. They're going, okay, they said I'm good at that. I'm really not that good at what they said I'm good at, and they're just trying to be nice to me or love me. And that's what I've heard from teens when they've said, people will tell me I'm good at things, and I'm really not that good at those things. I wish they would just tell me exactly what I'm actually good at. And so it's giving them observations. The other thing is that sometimes you can have a non-versation, right? You can come up hug them or come side by side with them and let them know that they are that they're important to you and that you have they have a sense of worth around you and that you are proud of them. It really is about you giving them feedback about their sense of worth, sense of belonging, sense of competence. Those are the three core needs. So remember that. We've mentioned that
before. Repeat them again just because.
Sense of belonging, sense of worth, and sense of competence. Okay. I'm good at something.
Yes.
And you're giving observations on that. And sometimes those are nonverbal, and that's with your smile. Sometimes that's a gift, just smiling at them when they've done something and they get it.
Yeah, that's great. And we're going to link over to all sorts of resources to encourage you to encourage your child. One is an article that Danny wrote called Demonstrating Steadfast Love in Parenting. We're going to have that on our website. We'll link over to it. And then, as I said, we have so many great resources for you. One other item of note would be Julie Lavender's terrific book called 365 Ways to Love Your Child. We're highlighting that book today, and we'd encourage you to make a donation to the ministry here at Focus on the Family. We are listener-supported. Your donations will go a long way toward helping create podcasts like this, offering resources, and being there for parents in times of need. Donate today, either a monthly pledge, if you can, or if you're in a spot where that won't work, a one-time gift of any amount to Focus on the Family, and we'll send that book to you. The details are in the show notes. Next time, we'll hear from Allison Botke about when you need to set some difficult boundaries with adult children. This is a hot-button topic. We hear so much about it here at Focus on the Family, and we want to offer some encouragement for you. That's next time. For now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.